Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I just want to bang on the drum, baby. Happy Friday. It is 9:06. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always yes. Thank you once again, Todd Rundgren, for getting the weekend kicked off. We like it. Banging on the drum, getting pumped up. It's Arbor Day, by the way. We had a great visit with Ludi and Joe from the Department of Forestry, teaching us all about how important our forests are.
Absolutely.
In Florida. They are working forest, timber production, major ag products. Didn't know that. Didn't think about trees as being solar power, but
yeah,
I guess they are.
They're like those leaves are like the original solar panel.
And I didn't know that trees were used in so many diverse products, like smartphones, shampoo, hot dogs, eyeglass frames, shakes, milkshakes.
It's that cellulose stuff in there, yeah.
What do you say? Give me that vanilla with a little mahogany on the side there. Right?
Sure, whatever works for you.
When you say a cherry on top, what are they going to do? Put a piece of wood up there now?
Hey.
Worked, you know what I'm saying?
Worked for George Washington. You like cherry trees?
I don't know if that was true or not.
Actually, they just did some digging. They were like, I forget what area of it, of the property, and they actually found basically big jars, kind of like vases. They were actually full of like cherry liquid, which probably very well fermented by now.
Ooh.
So there was something going on. You did like cherries, apparently.
Yeah.
See, the things you learn.
You drink it after it's been fermented, you'll get bombed.
Yeah. I see what
cherry bomb.
I see what you did there.
Huh?
I see what you did there.
Is it as powerful as an M80?
Ooh.
Do they even use that language anymore? Like we did with kids and firecrackers?
I don't know.
Dude,
I doubt
he
it.
Had some M80s.
Yeah. And then cherry bomb was also like kind of an anti-muffler, if you will. You know, this kind of a flow-through pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was also in a John Cougar Mellencamp song.
Yes, it was.
The club was called the Cherry Bomb, right?
Mm-hmm.
When, a kiss was just a kiss and holding hands was pretty cool.
Yep.
The good old days kind of thing.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Lamenting the good old days.
Yeah. Do you? You harken back? You just want to go back in time, grab a couple cars, and then come back, don't you?
Absolutely.
I would, too.
Absolutely.
Couple cars, couple bikes.
Yeah.
A couple baseball cards.
Oh, my goodness.
Couple Honus Wagner cards.
Yeah. A lot of things.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But... yeah. Instead, we pack rat things that'll never become valuable in most cases, right? All right. Let's go through some of the stuff that we've been talking about. You know, the Supreme Court, it appeared to me, my take was that they seem to be leaning into immunity, presidential immunity. That's, what they were talking about, the oral arguments. But, not total immunity. I mean, they're definitely not going to go for that. But I think the majority of the court was moving in a direction that would, I think, be beneficial to Trump and his particular case. But, you can't always distinguish from the questions that are asked. But that was kind of my takeaway. And I know others with more legal background, agreed with that and kind of went along with that. And another poll came out, and a vast majority of likely voters are not affected by the trial outcomes. They don't, it doesn't matter what the outcomes are. They're clearly aware that this is, you know, political shenanigans at its worst. This is a, you know, you are weaponizing our judicial system against a political enemy. I mean, it, that's got to be clear to everybody, even folks on the left. If they're being honest, they have to know.
Emphasis on if they're being honest. I think some people just can't admit things to themselves.
Yeah, it's true. Look, nobody wants to be wrong.
Incorrect, yes.
But I mean, in your forming of opinion, you can't take a step back and sort of, you know, remove the bias at least temporarily.
Yeah.
And look at the individual situation. You can't see what all this is about. Everything that's happening, these are all unprecedented cases. Mm-hmm. Well, the guy I heard on CNN was saying, well, I mean, this president did unprecedented things, said unprecedented things, you know, and did unprecedented. So, yes, it's going to be unprecedented. So even that, I guess they feel like they have to defend. But, I mean, that, you know, the court case where they ruled against him for like $400 million.
Yeah.
Because supposedly exaggerated the value of properties. I mean, where in the world? It's never, ever, ever seen the light of day in a courtroom, that particular law, ever.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to say, well, you know, why Trump? Then you have the, you know, the whole sensitive document case.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I mean, they've pretty much, you know, exonerated Biden, saying he's an old man with a bad memory.
Yeah.
And that's good enough for us.
Right.
But Trump will drag through the mud. It'll cost him millions of dollars. In the end, he probably will win. But we're going to make his life a nightmare in the meantime. I mean, this is all, you know, death by a thousand cuts they're trying to perform on Trump. And I think a lot of people in these polls reflect that, are saying, we don't care what your kangaroo courts say. We know he's the guy. And the more you go after him, the more we know he's the guy that can save us. Truly. All right? Even a New York union leader came out and said, and I think he's got 9,000 members in his union in New York, and he said his voters are voting 3-1 for Trump. That's quite a swing.
That is pretty substantial. Yeah.
And a recent Siena poll showed that Trump only trails Biden in the state of New York by 10 points, and Biden won it by 22 or 23 points in the last election. So you look at that. I mean, he's cut that deficit by more than half. And he's on a roll. I'm telling you, he's on a roll. Meanwhile, Biden's showing up at all these big-dollar Hollywood-type fests with where it costs $3,000 to $5,000 to get in.
Yeah.
And there's another one planned. Meanwhile, Trump shows up in the Bronx, and he's talking to working people, the blue-collar people. But you know what the difference is? It's in the messaging. The left-of-center media still has a vast amount of control over the overall message that the general public receives. Mm-hmm. You know, Fox News is an island, and certainly not as substantial as it once was, for sure. That's an understatement, probably. Talk radio, they're, you know, we're a small island. But when you look at NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times in a lot of cases, the Washington Post in a lot of cases, Los Angeles Times. I mean, these are left of center. They're carrying water for left of center politicians and left of center policies. So it's hard when you're up against that. And that doesn't even include the social media and the influences and the algorithm that we know they're taking advantage of. It's factual for sure now. There's no debating it. So, yeah, it's the messaging. It is tough. Reaching Americans and Americans being open-minded enough when it goes against the derangement, right, that the left puts on them. In this case, you know, the Trump derangement syndrome.
It's real.
Yeah, it is real. And it's just a matter of, can people escape that kind of, that's like a cult. It really is. But, you know, all the things that I'm saying, there are some people on the left that attempt to say the same things about us. And I think some of them are probably true believers. But I find it hard to fathom that there's that many that would make this election as close as it appears it's going to be. I mean, this should be a landslide for Trump, even if they do pull some tricks here and there. We'll see. Anti-Jewish, pro-Hamas protesters such as those seen at Columbia and Yale will be expelled if they try to pull the same stunts at Florida universities. Who said that? Our Governor Ron DeSantis, he made it very clear yesterday. You think about what happened when you have these Hamas demonstrators out. They're taking over bridges. They're taking over roads. He said these individuals do not have the right to do that. How do you know if someone may need to get to the hospital or may need to pick up a child somewhere? And you're just going to commandeer the road. He was highlighting a lot of the viral stuff that saw protesters pulling a stunt in Miami. Yeah. Of course, we know that happened in what? The Golden Gate Bridge, I believe it was, and in San Fran and up in New York.
Yep.
And he says, we're not going to tolerate that. Nope, not Florida. He says, you look at those universities. When we have students who are doing things that, I mean, some of that stuff with Hamas, yeah. We're not going to put up with it.
Nice.
It is 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and the weekend is upon us, my friends. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about some positive, upbeat, non-political thoughts if you can. Share those with us. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mark Levin.
This administration is pro-Iran, anti-American, anti-Israel.
Six weeknights.
They make excuses for Iran all the time. Iran doesn't want a wider regional conflict. They sure as hell do. They're attacking our ship and attacking Israel.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Interesting thing I found out of the UK. And sometimes, you know, we look to Europe to see what could be next on the horizon facing us in various areas, including the geopolitical. It's 9:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. This interesting story that I found out of the Sun, UK, incoming university students could soon need security clearances under government plans to stop hostile states from stealing sensitive research. Britain's top spooks have warned that foreign powers like China are targeting universities to deliver their own authoritarian military and commercial priorities. MI5 chief Ken McCallum recently met 24 vice chancellors to alert them to the emerging national security threat that their campuses face. Now, Deputy PM Oliver Dowden is considering a package of measures, including requiring key researchers to undergo top-tier security vetting. Cyber buffs also have a role in defending sensitive research from outside attempts to infiltrate it. Cash could also be given to develop dedicated research security defenses within universities. It follows a government review that uncovered hostile states trying to access serious research in higher education. And they said, it's not about erecting fences. This is about balancing evolving threats and protecting the integrity and security of our great institutions. That's pretty serious. And if they're taking this kind of action, are we going to follow suit with that? And don't you think we should? You know, anything that comes up that sheds light on China's, you know, communist underbelly.
Yeah.
Democrats seem to shy away from it. That's not to exonerate all Republicans. But Democrats seem like they may have a stronger connection, if you will, to all things China. And we know, if you come here to go to school and you're a Chinese national, it's written in their constitution that if the party, the Communist Party of China, calls on you to act in any way, that you are expected to act according to their directions.
Would that have any effect on the caller? And a couple of days ago, and even your observations too, that for whatever reason, over a span of time, let's say over about a week or week and a half, we seem to have a higher Asian content in some of the disruptions around the country.
Didn't know that they were so politically involved in the Palestinian-Israel issue.
No, who would have known?
Yeah, and that, you know, that leads me to, you know, knowing in my heart that there's a lot of these paid agitators. Mm-hmm. I know there's a sense of organization. I just want to know, you know, who's going to really blow the lid off of it. And I think maybe some people have. And as much of a following as some of these smaller, like, podcast-type journalists have, it's just, it's not enough.
No.
It's not enough. And you have to have at least a couple of the bigger dogs kind of jump on this thing. And I think what we'll find, if we truly investigate it, we'll find it frightening to the level and degree of organization in trying to create chaos and division in the United States. I think it's a very active thing. And think about it. I mean, what would you do if you wanted to take a country down? You'd use its own assets against it. What's our biggest asset? Freedom. So everybody's free. Mm-hmm. We'll take advantage of that. Everybody has these individual legal rights and stuff like that. So we'll take advantage of that. And we'll get into areas where sensitive data, material could be collected, university campuses, research institutions, stuff like that. That way we'll be privy to stuff about the same time that, you know, the people actually putting the studies together will be.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is leading down a frightening path. And the problem is government works very slowly. I mean, I wonder how far behind the curve they are actually in the United Kingdom. And how many are already in sensitive positions that haven't undergone a thorough background check, for instance?
You mean some of the ones who might have had easy access to Biden Penn?
Yeah. It's easy access to everyone when you leave the door open and file cabinets unlocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
And yeah, did we ever get like the end story, if you will? No, it just gets categorized under, well, he's just an old man with a bad memory.
Biden good, Trump bad.
And write it off. Mm-hmm. Just write it off. Yep. No explanation needed. Sad, but true. 928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top headlines and stories coming up, and so is things that make you smile in a little bit. Hang in there, and happy Friday. 97.3 The Sky.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need The Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you, who did notice? Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky. When you need to know
the economy
and inflation,
you need the sky.
How can we not focus on the invasion of America first?
Because Joe can't do the job. And by the way, his policies are horrible.
Everywhere.
So easy to listen to on my smart speaker.
Play 97.3 The Sky.
97.3 The Sky.
China doesn't need spies. Our government already has spies working against, well, true Americans, Trump Americans. Oh, they're coming for us fast and hard. Make no mistake about that. It is 9:35. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, I told you about MI5, worried about students coming in from, say, China, infiltrating their educational systems, etc. They might institute background checks. Okay. Well, who needs Chinese spies when the banks are doing it for the government? John Nolte op-ed piece writes, a report in the Daily Mail says Republicans in Congress are investigating more than 10 banks for colluding with the federal government to spy on Americans after the January 6 protests. The alleged witch hunt was in search of extremism indicators. You won't be surprised what qualifies as an extremist indicator, would you? Could it be flagging and searching and filtering customer transactions by using terms like MAGA, Trump? Oh. Yep. How about purchases of religious texts? Because that could indicate extremism.
Really?
Yep.
And we're not probably talking some radical Middle East. We're probably talking about a just everyday American Christian here.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Federal investigators asked banks to search and filter customer transactions by using the terms that I talked about. Now, that was reported by Fox News on January 17th. Just a couple of days ago, in fact, I think it was yesterday, the Daily Mail said Bank of America, Chase, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and Truist were already being targeted in the probe. This is the probe that they put together looking at the weaponization, the House Select Subcommittee on Weaponization, led by Jim Jordan. Okay, so we already know about those banks. Well, guess what? The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, that's under the Treasury Department, has been working very well with the FBI. Now, DailyMail.com could first reveal that seven other financial firms are under investigation for doing the same thing. Private banking transactions, looking into them, private data, private information, without first obtaining a warrant. Charles Schwab, HSBC, MUFG, PayPal, Standard Charter, and Western Union have all been asked to turn over documents and communications with FinCEN and the FBI to the committee. These are according to letters exclusively obtained by Daily Mail. And, this is why a lot of people say, use cash for, things like gun and ammo stuff.
Right.
Use cash for that Trump Bible.
It's all traceable.
Yep.
You know.
So this is a letter that was sent to these fascist corporations, and here's an excerpt from it. Okay, this is from Jim Jordan and the whole crew, right?
Okay.
The committee and select subcommittee remain concerned about how and to what extent federal law enforcement and financial institutions continue to spy on Americans by weaponizing backdoor information sharing and casting sprawling classes of transactions, purchase behavior, and protected political or religious expression as potentially suspicious or indicative of extremism. That's just a part of it. And we all know the truth. I mean, do we doubt that this is going on? No. John Nolte takes it a step further, and he says, yeah, they cooperated with the fascist feds. But he wonders if they aren't already taking the lead in spying on their customers and giving the information knowingly and willingly. Now, that's something he's saying. And he said, this is the world we live in now. Big business, big tech, big entertainment, big media, big justice, and big academia are now our sworn enemies. And when it comes to taking us down, decency, honesty, the rule of law, basic human fairness are no longer in play. They are out to get us by any means necessary, even though they are the ones operating exactly like the Third Reich did in Hitler's Germany. These thugs have convinced themselves it's okay to act like fascists because we are the fascists in their eyes.
Wow.
The organized left has already come for the Jews. But that's how it always starts. We're next. We've already been tarred as colonizers. Keep your head down and pay cash for anything that might be flagged. That's John Nolte's advice. That is pretty damning.
It is.
I mean, think about it. That literally is spying on Americans. Mm-hmm. They really, that January 6th thing was, you know, made a much bigger thing. It was, I think, supposed to be bigger than it was. Mm-hmm. So they had to engage in hyperbole. They had to selectively edit so much footage to make it look like, you know, the whole place was a war zone. When Tucker Carlson released all of the footage, that told a completely different story.
Yep.
And much like these protests that are going on in college campuses right now, I think that they're paid protesters, rabble rousers, agitators, whatever you want to call them, that were heavily involved in January 6th in correlation to, under the direction of, directly or indirectly, probably the FBI, possibly the CIA. And then they had to make it seem like more of a spectacle and an event than it was. You know, Nancy Pelosi saying things like, yeah, democracy was almost destroyed that day.
Right.
Do you know how absurd that kind of statement is? But that's what they go for. And they know the lefty media, they just, oh, they suck it all up and they print that stuff and they echo it in their echo chambers.
Well, let's say they had burned the Capitol to the ground. Okay, it was a building. That wouldn't mean that democracy or our republic ended that day.
Not at all.
Come on.
Not at all. In fact,
I mean, the White House burned in the past.
In fact, if it was set on fire by BLM, it would have been a mostly peaceful demonstration that day.
That's true, too. See,
right?
It's all about perspective.
Yeah.
All about perspective.
It is. But that is so troubling, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, these big companies, these big corporations, that's how much they appreciate your business, that they have absolutely no problem divulging personal information about you.
Yep.
If it's flagged, if has anything to do with MAGA or Trump or religious texts, if you're religious, it's extremism, quite possibly.
Is that what that is?
But they're not getting warrants for this stuff. They don't have... They don't have information that says, hey, we have reason to believe these people are involved in such and such and such. They don't have that.
No.
They just are attacking Trump and his supporters. And this is just one of the many, many ways that they're engaging in it. And it's sickening. It really is. It's gross. All right. Hey, who's going to buy TikTok? I know what you're going to say.
What's that?
Who cares?
Well, that's probably true, too.
And people, I don't know. Look, I'll be honest with you. When you send me something, most of the time, I'm not going to open it. And especially if it's TikTok, I just won't.
Right.
I don't trust it. I don't want it. I get enough stuff. I get enough garbage.
Yep.
You know, if you send something to me personally, that's different. But yeah, for the most part, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. While President Joe Biden signed legislation on Wednesday that would force Chinese tech giant ByteDance to sell TikTok in 9 months or else be banned, the question of who could actually swoop in and buy it, that huge social media platform, it remains. TikTok says it plans to challenge the legislation in court. That's interesting, right?
Right.
Once again, I said, what do our enemies use against us? Things like freedom and the rule of law. And they're threatening to use America's laws against the United States. But if that effort fails, the social media platform would need to find a buyer quickly, as 9 months to sell, that will go by pretty quickly when you're talking about the amounts of money they are. But you had the counter to that, Greg. Do you remember what it was with TikTok and ByteDance?
Oh, well, yeah, because they're basically saying, hey, we will shut it down before we'll sell it.
Well, and they've already threatened that, the sale does not come with the magic algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason for that is they don't want their algorithm to be completely disassembled and figured out
how it
uses its targeting. Remember, there's lawsuits pending about kids committing suicide they were bombarded with pro-suicidal images because of the algorithm. It just feeds you more of what you want, except in many cases to the extreme. I mean, who in their right mind would ever say, yeah, it'd be good to send some kind of pro-suicide messaging to a highly depressed teenager. And that's okay. Again, that's sick, right? Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to Scott in Ocala. Good morning.
Hey, Bob. What you're talking about right now, believe it or not, is related to what you talked about an hour ago with that Mar lady from NPR. What we have here is people. If you watch her do her speech, that lady Mar, on TED Talks, she speaks in this sort of Oprah speak or like Kamala Harris, where this your reality, my reality, your truth, my truth. These people believe that reality is fluid and that they can create whatever they want simply by the use of words. And you called it right. These people are what they call change agents, and they're funding, they're directing protests, movements on both sides of the political spectrum to foment chaos. And we just sit back and watch it and scratch our heads and wonder what's going on. We're dealing with some sort of cadre that's coordinated to create deliberate chaos to bring about the change that they want. And that's pretty much it. And thank you.
I think you're dead on. And if you read the entirety of the article, and you probably already did, it does tell you a little bit about her agenda, this Catherine Marr, who's the head of NPR. And it doesn't paint a pretty picture at all. She had, for instance, she had heavy involvement with Wikipedia, okay, at the highest levels. Well, who cares? You go to Wikipedia and you take it with a grain of salt, right?
No.
AI uses Wikipedia heavily in its self-learning process. And again, it goes back to, I told you before, garbage in, garbage out. It's going to be the same thing with AI.
Where's the logic in using opinion for facts? That makes no sense whatsoever, but they're going to do it.
Well, because facts can get in the way of their agenda, Greg. That's the problem.
That little thing.
Yeah. Well, she even said she did a piece or an article. She did. I think she did it on Twitter or something. Anyway, they had to find these deleted tweets, by the way, and talked about how effective the use of radio was in changing people's minds politically. It was, I think, a North Africa or an African country where she used the example of how it was able to change, you know, the political will of the majority.
Wow.
And understands the power. Yeah, of course, it's larger, more complex when you say control the message in the United States. But it's the same kind of premise. Control the messaging. You control the populace.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Some scary stuff. We'll put that on the back burner for now, though, and think about upbeat positive thoughts. Count your blessings kind of a thing. It's time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, please, 877-975-9825.
Patriotism isn't kissing the ass of a leader thinking that that is being true to your country.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
Patriotism is calling balls and strikes where they hit.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Awesome day in the heart of North Central Florida. Gorgeous. Absolutely. That makes me smile. Now it's your turn. Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. Let's go to Kaz. What's making you smile?
Hi, sir. You are spot on so much today, including how gorgeous our weather is. I am so excited about the gentleman you had on about the trees. So educational. So excellent. I am surrounded by big trees at my house on this big lake. And I take very good care of them. But he gave me some really good information. So educational. Excellent, sir. And just like all you guys always.
Wow.
You guys make me smile.
Oh,
thanks. I love you guys.
Thank you, Cass. We appreciate that. Yeah. Joe McKenzie and Ludi Bond came from the Forestry Service to help us to understand Arbor Day and how important trees are in general, but especially to the Florida economy. Who would have known? Let's go to Roy. What's making you smile?
What makes me smile is the smell of used or run exhaust high-octane racing fuel in the morning.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet your neighbors don't like the noise. Just saying.
Yeah.
Because if you put that in something really good, then...
you put it in your coffee.
You're making... Oh, that's...
High-octane, brother.
Will the half-and-half kind of cut that a little bit, you think?
No, don't do it. Okay. I was totally making that up.
All right.
877-975-9825. Call in now for things that make you smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. And do it now.
Yes.
Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, dittos on your Arbor Day coverage earlier today. But what's making me smile is I have officially busted out the Dremel tool to carve Greg into his shillelagh like you saw your embedded rose in yours, so that he too can have a proper Gainesville traffic management tool. You guys have a great day.
I like the way you called
that. I wouldn't use it that way. No. The club that he made me, I won't call it shillelagh. That thing's a club.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's that thing weigh, you think?
I mean, I don't know, but if I dropped it on my toe, it.
You might yell, shillelagh!
or something similar. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right. Wow. Is it that time already?
It has flown. This show has flown by today. It's been fun.
Don't forget, Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Alachua County Sports Events Center. Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 11 to 4. $5 to get in. Kids 10 and under free. Free parking. And 140 vendors.
Yeah.
If you can't find something there for your home and garden, you're just not trying.
Not at all.
Hey, coming up next, The Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. That's next. Hang on.
Sean Hannity Show.
I know in Texas, as soon as they threw up the razor wire.
Afternoons at 3.
Well, guess what? Illegal immigration crossings in the area stopped by 99.9%.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Luke Little, pitcher for the Cubs. Ever since he played single-A baseball back in the day, he always had a black glove with a small little American flag patch on it. Nobody ever said anything. All of a sudden, word comes from MLB, and the umps come out and tell him he can't use that glove. Yep. Oh, saying it could be a distraction to batters. They just decided this recently.
Wow.
Yep. Another attack on patriotisms and our flag. This time it looks like it's MLB. Luke Little is a patriot, and his smoking fastballs, you keep attacking America, might turn into a smoking gun. And that is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. Enjoy. See ya.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.